Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dirty, rolling jungle and old-school drum and bass bass line in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then turning it into a real arrangement view idea. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but it's still going to sound proper. We're going to use stock Ableton devices only, so you can follow along right away without needing extra plugins. The goal is a bass line that feels weighty, gritty, and rhythmic, with enough saturation to cut through the mix and lock in with the drums. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. You can push it a little faster, around 172 to 174, if you want a harder edge, but 170 is the classic starting point. Create one MIDI track for your bass, and if you need it, a drum track or drum rock for your breakbeat. Start in session view, because that makes it easier to focus on the loop, the groove, and how the bass and drums interact before you commit to a full arrangement. Now let's build the bass sound. On your bass track, load up a simple stock device chain. You can use Waveedable, or if you want something even easier, simpler with a sub or bass sample. A solid chain would be Waveedable, then saturator, then EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor, and finally utility. If you're using Waveedable, start with a saw wave or a square wave. Those wave shapes give you a strong harmonic bass, which is perfect for saturation. You can keep oscillator 2 off, or detune it slightly if you want a bit more thickness. Add a low-pass filter and pull it down somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz to keep the sound controlled and dark. Don't overdo it yet. We just want a solid starting tone. If you're using simpler, load a simple sub or bass sample and keep it in classic or one-shot mode. Then the saturation will do the dirty work for us. Now write a basic old-school DNB bass pattern. Keep it simple, that's important. A lot of beginners try to make the bass too busy, but in jungle and old-school DNB, the groove often comes from space. Let the drums breathe. Try writing a one-bar loop in F minor using only a few notes, like F1, Ab1, C2, and Eb2. You could place the first note on beat 1. Then a short stab on the end of 2, a longer note on beat 3, and another quick accent near beat 4. Think of it like the bass is answering the breakbeat instead of stepping all over it. A good rhythm could feel like this. A medium length F1 on beat 1, a short Ab1 stab on the offbeat, a longer C2 on beat 3, and a short Ab2 accent near the end of the bar. Keep the notes short and punchy where you can. In jungle, short notes often work better than long, legato ones because they make the groove feel more agile. Now comes the fun part. Add saturator after the instrument. This is where the bass gets that gritty edge. Start with a drive somewhere around +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Keep the tone neutral at first, and lower the output if the level gets too loud. Saturation adds harmonics, which helps the bass be heard on smaller speakers and helps it cut through the breakbeat. That's the classic dirty DNB character we're going for. But be careful not to overcook it. If the bass starts sounding fuzzy or loses weight, back off the drive and rely on soft clip instead of pushing harder. Also, keep an eye on your master level. Saturation can make things jump fast, so leave some headroom early. After saturator, add EQ8. Use EQ to shape the bass, not to destroy it. If the low end feels weak, you can gently boost around 80 to 120 Hz. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the saturation adds too much fizz, pull down a little in the upper mids, maybe above 3 to 6 Khz. But don't carve too much out. For jungle and drum and bass, the low end needs to stay strong and controlled. Next, add compression. Use compressor or glue compressor to keep the bass even and locked in. A good starting point is a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust the threshold until you're getting gentle control, not squashing the life out of the sound. Compression helps the bass sit tighter with the drums, and in this style that matters a lot. If one note jumps out too much or the pattern feels inconsistent, compression smooths that out. If you want a more aggressive old-school punch, you can use a slightly faster attack and medium release to make it hit a bit harder. At the end of the chain, add utility. This is a simple but very important step. Set the width to 0% if you want the bass fully mono, or at least keep the sub frequency centered. In DNB, the sub should stay tight and mono so the low end remains club safe. You can use utility gain to match the volume after processing too. Now listen to the bass with the drums. This is where the groove really starts to matter. Don't work in solo mode forever. A bass sound that feels huge on its own can clash badly once the break comes in. You want the bass and drums to feel like they're talking to each other. If the bass is stepping on the snare or kick, simplify it. Let the bass hit just after the snare sometimes, because that little push-pull feel is part of what gives Jungle its drive. Also, if the bass feels late, nudge the MIDI a tiny bit earlier or shorten the notes. Small timing changes can make a huge difference in this style. Now let's make the session view idea more musical. Create three bass clips. One can be your basic loop. Another can be the same loop with one extra note or a small rhythmic change. And the third can be a stripped-back version for breakdowns. For example, you might remove the last note, move one note up an octave, or add a little pickup note before the loop restarts. These variations are powerful because they give you arrangement material without making you start from scratch. You can think of them like different phrases in a conversation. One clip says the main idea, another replies, and the third leaves space. Once the loop feels good, it's time to move into arrangement view. Switch over, hit global record, and trigger your clips from session view. Ableton will record your performance into the timeline. This is a really nice beginner workflow because you get to improvise in session view, then commit the best moments into a real arrangement. After recording, clean up the clip edges, tighten the timing if needed, and duplicate the best sections. Now you can shape the tune into a proper structure. A simple jungle or old-school DNB arrangement could look like this. Start with a 16-bar intro. Keep the drums filtered or stripped back, and either leave the bass out or tease it very lightly. You can even save one bass hit for the end of the section to create anticipation. Then do an 8-bar build. Bring in the breakbeat more clearly and slowly introduce the bass. This is a great place to automate the filter opening up so the track feels like it's waking up. For drop 1, give yourself 16 bars of full bass and full drums. Keep it moving by changing something every 4 or 8 bars. That could be a small note change, an octave jump, or a short rest. You don't need a brand new bassline every time. Sometimes just changing the ending of the phrase is enough. Then drop into an 8-bar breakdown. Pull out the sub, keep some atmosphere or a chopped break, and maybe leave a filtered bass stab or texture in the background so the energy doesn't disappear completely. For drop 2, bring the bass theme back with a little more force. You can add a little extra saturation, a second octave layer, or just a slightly more intense variation of the same phrase. The second drop should feel like it opens up more than the first. Automation is what makes this all come alive. Try automating the bass filter cutoff so the intro stays dark and the drop opens fully. You can also automate the saturator drive a little higher in the drop, or use utility gain to tuck the bass back during breakdowns. Even tiny automation moves can make a huge difference in DNB, because the arrangement has to feel like it's constantly pushing forward. If the bass still feels a bit small, think about layering. A classic move is to keep the sub clean and separate, then build a dirty mid layer above it. The sub can be a sine wave, fully mono, and the mid layer can be the saturated saw or square tone. That way, the low end stays clean while the character lives in the mids. If you want, you can even use a second saturator on the mid layer only. Another great trick is to resample. Once the bass chain sounds good, record it to audio and chop it up in arrangement view. That old-school workflow can add a lot of character and make the part easier to edit creatively. A few quick reminders before we wrap up. Check the bass at low volume. If you can still hear the rhythm and the note changes when it's quiet, the saturation is doing useful work. Keep the sub mono. Don't over-EQ the low end. And don't stay in session view forever. Once the loop feels good, commit to the arrangement and keep moving. Here's a simple practice challenge. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Build one bass clip, two variations, and one drum pattern using only stock Ableton devices. Use at least one saturator automation lane. Record a short performance into arrangement view. Make an 8-bar intro, an 8-bar drop, a 4-bar breakdown, and an 8-bar second drop. Keep the bass different in each section using only note changes, filter automation, saturation amount, and clip variation. Your goal is simple. Make the bass lock with the breakbeat, feel dirty but controlled, and sound like it belongs in a classic jungle or old-school DNB tune. So remember the workflow. Groove first, weight second, dirt third, arrangement last. And that's your beginner bassline saturate tutorial in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and turning into a proper arrangement view idea. If you want, next we can build a specific Ableton rack chain for this sound, or I can give you a full 16-bar MIDI bassline example in jungle style.